WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Market uncertainty once again. The Dow dropping 500 points at the opening bell as investors weigh the consequences of the Trump tariffs. And as the president admits, the U.S. is in a transition period as the effect of those tariffs takes hold. House Speaker Mike Johnson trying to get a budget passed by Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. He will need every Republican vote because the Democrats are not on board, says ABC's Jay O'Brien on Capitol Hill.
House Democrats have said that they are going to vote no. They've advised their members to vote no. They say that this government funding package doesn't do anything to protect entitlement programs, specifically Medicaid, which they say is on the hook for serious cuts in this Trump administration and in this new House Republican budget blueprint.
House Republicans can pass this on their own, but they would need at least some Democratic support in the Senate for it to advance. An oil tanker has collided with a cargo ship off the eastern coast of England. Lifeboats and rescue helicopters on the scene. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Some Madison schools will have fewer teachers next year as the district cuts staff. According to the Cap Times, district administrators have told principals how many employees they'll have next school year. A district spokesperson says they're still sorting out exactly where those cuts will be. But the report says East High School will lose 7 employees and O'Keefe Middle School will lose 3. Of course, voters passed that huge referendum in November, but that doesn't change the fact that enrollment is expected to drop next school year, and district leaders say they have to plan accordingly. Administrators will talk about it with the school board at a meeting tonight. Estimates show at least 100,000 federal workers may have been laid off by the new Department of Government Efficiency over the last month or two, and 6,000 of them are believed to be veterans. A recent report showed President Donald Trump and Elon Musk under the new Department of Government Efficiency. Attorneys general across the country are pushing back against many of the new administration's policies. That includes Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. In his latest move, he's joined 20 other attorneys general asking for a temporary restraining order to stop the mass firings and seek reinstatement of federal probationary employees. Melissa Kay has more.
The attorneys general are asking that a federal court order the Trump administration to cease the illegal mass layoffs and to reinstate those who have been fired. AG Call stated, quote, "These workers' rights should be protected and the Trump administration should be required to follow the law," end quote. In the lawsuit filed on Friday, the Coalition of Attorneys General claims that the large-scale Federal Reductions in Force, or RIF, are required to follow certain federal laws and regulations. When an RIF results in a layoff of 50 or more employees, the agency must generally give a 60 days advance notice to states' governments.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks lose to the Cavaliers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 112-100 at Fiserv Forum. Cleveland has now won 14 games in a row. How did Milwaukee measure up? Doc Rivers.
Honestly, I look at the game, guys, and they scored a bunch down the stretch, but defensively, we were good enough to win the game. Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough to win the game tonight.
College basketball, the Badgers learn they'll face either Minnesota or Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon in Indianapolis. The Badgers upset by Penn State over the weekend. It's Marquette against Xavier at Madison Square Garden on Thursday in the Big East tournament. And the Badgers women's basketball team head coach, Marissa Mosley, has stepped down after 4 losing seasons in Madison. NFL, Davante Adams headed to the L.A. Rams. The 32-year-old receiver will sign a 2-year deal worth nearly $46 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s, even lower 70s. And be careful with fire. There will be elevated grassland fire danger today. Tonight, breezy into the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, low to mid 40s. We'll be back in the 60s, even close to 70. Later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is flawed about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
Hey, guys, love your show.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
The vast majority of Democrats rejected the idea of censuring him. And really, if we were censuring anybody, it should have been Donald Trump, who I don't think had been back to our chamber since he incited a violent insurrection against us. And then he used his pulpit in order to call a sitting member of the United States Senate Pocahontas. So I think a racial and ethnic slur from the president was a far greater insult to the dignity and decorum of our chamber.
Thank you, Jamie Raskin.
Yeah.
I said we should not have, first of all, nobody should have voted to, I don't believe any Democrat should have voted to censure Al Green. They should have, unless you're going to censure Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, and Joe Wilson retroactively.
Jared Moskowitz was the surprise.
Yeah, he was. Al Green yesterday.
I have said the things that I do are of conscience. My conscience dictated that I do what I did. I am prepared to accept whatever the punishment is. I don't have to agree with it, but I can accept it because that's what peaceful protest demands.
They're just bald-faced hypocrites. So here's Lauren Boebert trying to explain that what she and Marjorie Taylor Greene did was different.
Yeah.
You had some folks on the left trying to come out early and defend this behavior and compare it to an image of Marjorie Taylor Greene and myself who were chanting build the wall while all other Republicans were chanting the same phrase. And they just got that one image and acted like we completely disrupted the State of the Union. But Al Green was given multiple opportunities to stand down, to sit down, to behave, show decorum. And he did not.
Yeah. I believe the usher at Beetlejuice also gave you multiple opportunities to stop giving a handy J to your boyfriend in front of kids at Beetlejuice. But that's not important now, Chris.
Oh, don't forget she whipped her boob out.
Yes, yes. There was also boobage.
Uh-huh.
But this is the part of the we didn't see and hear what we saw in her.
Right.
She and Marjorie Taylor Greene were not chanting in unison with all other Republicans. They were screaming and interrupting the speech repeatedly.
Like howler monkeys.
Thank you. At a monster truck rally.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. This is what I was talking about. We have to do now. House Democrats introduced a bill that would block Trump from using the military to take action against Canada, Greenland, and Panama. And, of course, in every story, it's unlikely to advance through the House.
Right.
Because, of course.
Because Republicans won't let it.
Okay, Clay says, one thing I appreciate about Trump and his cabinet of self-important rich white business guys is how they talk down to the entire country like we're underperforming employees who should be grateful for scraps. Anyone who's ever worked under men like this already knows the deal. Smug, entitled, completely detached from the reality of everyday life. Now the whole country is getting a firsthand lesson why people like this should never be in charge of anything that affects real human lives. I was just glad to hear someone put it that way. Because I'm so sick of this, you know, Democrats talk down to people. Who talks down to people? These are like the rich, douchey boss that everyone hates, right?
Yeah.
By the way, what is going on with, right, the whole, like, tell us five things, no, never mind. Then they have this Oval Office, like, spat, I don't know, between Marco Rubio and Elon Musk, where Trump says, no, cabinet secretaries are in charge of who's hired and fired.
Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, except if you're not doing it, then Musk is going to do it. Right. Like, it's just, the whole thing is just a cluster F of, anyway.
Who can work under those conditions? Right. Nobody can.
Right, right. I mean, it's like, no, you're in charge. Oh, except if we don't like, Elon doesn't like what you're doing, then
if you're busy making bullet point lists for your boss instead of actually doing your job, then you're not doing your job.
Yeah. See, you saw I defended you guys. Somebody from our sent a link for a call. I'm like, it's the weekend. They are not required to answer until they're back at work on Monday. Stop sending us links for calls before asking when.
Until you send me 10 pages of threads to print out.
Well, that's different. That's part of our job. this is an underdog. Listening to ex-defense minister Ben Wallace on R4, his view is interesting, believes Russia cannot last another 18 months in this war without its economy collapsing and that Ukraine can win. Now understand why Trump is so desperate for Ukraine to sign a peace deal. It'll save Russia, not Ukraine. Thank you. I just said that last hour. We have gone from not helping Ukraine to actively helping Russia try to win.
Nobody
this.
Knows where we stand anymore in the world.
Right.
And so nobody's going to work with us or share intelligence with us.
Yeah, no, that's already been reported. Right. They're not sharing intelligence with us officially.
Yeah, anymore. Because we're not to be trusted.
Yeah.
I can't say that I blame these other countries.
Yep. Anna said Trump spent more time at his campaign rallies talking about crazy Hannibal Lecter being electrocuted by boat batteries, bragging he would fix every problem in the world on day one, while the media kept saying Trump ran on reducing costs. Trump never bothered to put out any policy positions at all. How we ended up in this disaster is the media lying for Trump. And what did we call it back then? Sane washing, right? I keep thinking of Kamala Harris and the plan about giving us $25,000 to be able to buy a house. That is a real plan for real people. And people voted for the con man with the gold sneakers that they think is going to make them richer.
Right.
That is the main delusion. Joseph, here it is. Trump shared an article titled Shut Up About Egg Prices. He's already trying to move the goalposts. Meanwhile, his gullible supporters tell themselves there's some sort of master plan as the evidence of economic disaster just keeps piling up. I mean, talk about the goalposts, right? He used to talk about the stock market all the time.
Yeah.
And now that it's plummeting under him.
Yeah, the stock market doesn't matter.
Yeah. It might be a recession. You know, takes a little time. Okay.
He just sounded like Bill Murray in Caddyshack.
Yeah. Could be gophers. Could be gophers. Yeah. One last one. JST says Trump Musk is increasing unemployment through indiscriminate layoffs, making inflation worse, wrecking the GDP with tariff wars, siding with Putin against our allies, scapegoating migrants and transgender people, and dismantling our democracy. My only solace right now is that evil always contains the seeds of its own destruction. God, I hope so. Because, by the way, don't you feel like every time there's another story of economic disaster, he goes, ooh, how about a little more racism over here? Is he talking about a Muslim? He's talking about a travel ban again. Right? It's literally like shiny racist object over here. Remember why you voted for me? Because you hate those other people. You might want to get ready. You were warned and leopards eating my face. Let's see. Who's up today? Oh, well, this one just blah, blah, blah. Hang on. Hold, please. There's a lot of them. Hang on. I got a lot of stories. Hold on. Nah, man. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Rutabaga. Peas and carrots.
Yes.
Here it is.
I agree.
Yeah.
This would be a Trump voter.
Okay.
I voted for Trump last election because I thought it was going to be things like, you know, like go against criminals, not every Hispanic looking like that they will assume we're all illegals. That's a Latino guy that voted for Trump.
You were warned, tried to tell you. You were warned, you dummy twits. You were warned, we tried to tell you. You were warned, now deal with it.
Okay. I have, I guess, the quote.
Okay.
In this regard.
Oh.
Let's see. Who said this would be in September? Now a dozen eggs will cost you around $4 thanks to Kamala Harris's inflationary policies. Who said that in September?
Dig 'em.
No. That would be Bearded Clam J.D. Vance said that in September. Who said wholesale shoppers like small businesses were paying over $8 for a dozen eggs last week? Who said that?
Super Sugar Bear.
No, that was ABC News reporting. Because remember when J.D. Vance said that would be, woo, crazy if eggs were $4 because of Kamala. Okay. Tristan Snell says, people losing their jobs, prices keep climbing, measles continues to spread, bird flu is raging, veterans are getting fired, the stock market is a roller coaster, our alliances are being shattered, Ukrainian civilians are getting bombed by Russia, and Donald Trump is golfing. Oh, that was the other thing. Remember he said that? I won't have time to golf because I'll be too busy, you know, working stuff. Oh, here we go. Oh, this will be part two of You Were Warned and / Leopards. Mark says apparently this West Virginian voted for Trump three times because his policies were supposed to affect other people she doesn't know or them over there, not her. She said no one understands the devastation having this administration in office would do to our lives. Oh, we understood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Never thought
the leopards would eat my face. We did. We told you.
Never thought
the leopards would eat my face.
We bonded over Big Tree, but they weren't supposed to turn on me. No, never thought
the leopards would eat my face.
Hold it down now. I never thought
the leopards would eat my face.
No, I never thought. I never thought it would happen to me. Bonded over Big Tree, but they weren't supposed to turn on me.
Yeah. All right, you get the idea. Yes, and last one, Willie says, Nebraska voted for racism. They voted to hurt other people. They voted for the deportation of brown people. They didn't realize it would hurt them. Now they're going bankrupt because they don't have employees, brown people, to work in their fields. Sometimes you get exactly what you voted for.
Don't lump Nebraska Nick into all that.
No, I think I meant, okay, with the exception of Nick.
Nebraska Nick is probably to the left of me, quite honestly.
Well. Everyone is
not everybody.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. This is here's our roadhouse analogy this morning, Bella. Sulu says Canada is handling this like a bouncer at a club dealing with that one belligerent drunk who swears he's on the VIP list but keeps getting escorted out for starting fights and refusing to pay his tab. That's it. Throwing us out like Roadhouse. They're Patrick Swayze. We're the belligerent drunk.
Never seen it. So.
It's so funny.
Funny?
Yes.
All right.
It's campy.
Here are the fun facts I was looking for. Gene says, I got curious, wanted to know how big a thank you Elon Musk owes the American people. According to the Washington Post, over the span of 20 years, Elon Musk and his businesses have received at least $38 billion in government contracts, loans, etc. You're welcome, Elon. Gene also says with this latest SpaceX explosion over the Gulf of Mexico, the FAA has had to stop flights at four major airports. These explosions are why the FAA was investigating Elon Musk, just FYI. And now you know why he's trying to kill the FAA, and now you know why he's trying to take over the FAA. I, once again, can't write this storyline in Hollywood because they'd be like, no, that would be, what? And then you put that guy in charge of, okay. All right, so Jill Sobey, well, live in studio.
Yes.
It's going to be a concert. It's a Concert Monday here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
When did that become a thing?
Just now.
Okay.
In this very second, 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, Bonnie and Clyde. Mrs. Kisses. We snuggle into our Cozy Earth sheets under our Cozy Earth comforter and our Cozy Earth duvet cover and my Cozy Earth pajamas. These dogs have known nothing but softness and luxury.
No, I just love how Clyde is just kind of looking at the carpet right now.
Oh, okay. Here's a funny story. My bike friend Steve and I went for a bike ride Saturday before my party.
Yep.
And I told him, go ahead and, you know, take a shower here before, and then we were getting ready for the party.
Okay.
And so I told him where the extra bathroom is. He went in my bathroom. And so I thought that this was almost like the scene from Dallas where Bobby would be in my shower. I was like, oh, you're in my shower. I'm sorry. I didn't. But anyway, I had a big Cozy Earth Luxe bath sheet for him.
Oh, good.
I was like, hi, naked man that's not supposed to be in my shower. Hi, here is a Cozy Earth. They're huge. They're huge and they're soft and they're fantastic.
When was the last time a man was in your shower?
I know. I was like, what are you doing? There's a naked man in my shower. Okay, Cozy Earth, I'm just telling you, luxury, 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 so soft. Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie up to 40% off the softest sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com. Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, new Nordic.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com. 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a brief to the North Carolina Court of Appeals, a bipartisan group of former county election directors urged the court to reject a claim that as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible last November. And a former state Supreme Court justice is arguing in another appeals case that gerrymandering by the state legislature is akin to stuffing the ballot box. We followed the claims from state Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin that as many as 65,000 registered eligible voters had incomplete registrations in a race he lost by 734 votes to incumbent Justice Allison Riggs. The race is the only unresolved election in the country. In late February, a bipartisan group of 42 former county election directors filed a brief outlining why the voters should be considered valid and concluding, "The citizens of North Carolina who obey the laws and the direction of the elections administrators should not have their votes discarded." In another North Carolina case, former state Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr is arguing in state appeals court that the legislature's gerrymandered voting districts manipulate election outcomes. By packing voters by party into a district, he argues, it violates the state constitution's guarantee of free elections with a fair count. Orr told the Charlotte News and Observer, if they can't stuff the ballot box, how can they stuff the voter pool? We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WMDXradio.com/contest-terms.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, thanks. That's sweet. Okay. Jill Stovall coming up live in studio. Christopher, who said the world, and Canada in particular, will have to reckon with the fact that America's democracy is so fragile, its people so divided, its electoral system so rickety that the votes of 120,000 people in three swing states are all that stand between it and autocracy? That is a reality that will remain long after Mr. Trump is gone. Even if he's replaced by someone more rational, there's no guarantee America will not flip back into madness in some subsequent election.
Oh God. I had someone in mind, but I just lost it.
No, whoever you were thinking is completely wrong. Andrew Coyne, I don't know who that is, but...
Oh, Captain Crunch.
That's also wrong. Okay. Hi, Joe in Pennsylvania.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Steph, I just got to tell you, you definitely have your finger exactly on this, and I'm glad you pushed back, because there are zero people that voted for Trump because we called them stupid. There are zero people that voted for Trump because we call them idiots. There are zero people that voted him also for the price of eggs they were concerned about. This is just like when the Tea Party shot up and people said, oh, yeah, no, they were concerned with fiscal responsibility. It's a lie. Those people are people that just have that much a shred of self-awareness that they don't want to publicly say how racist or how xenophobic, homophobic, or misogynistic that they are. And your guest, that Joe, whatever his name was, that wrote that horrific article, I'm so glad that you pushed back, because there are also zero people that voted for Trump because he's, quote, funny. They voted for him because, and especially that 18 to 36-year-old demographic of men, they voted for him because there has been unregulated, completely unregulated disinformation that we've allowed for at least the past 10 years.
Yeah.
To be poured out and presented as if it was actual news via media.
Well, why haven't you pushed back on that then?
Look at all these people, Joe, that, you know, we've been playing all morning, and we've seen, you know, in video and social media that, you know, they're coming out and saying it. I thought this would hurt other people. I thought this was going to, you know, be other brown people or other people, not me. I didn't think this. So, I mean, that tells you why they voted, right? They did 100%. Vote for this, just not to happen to them.
100%. And the scary thing is that these people are actually acting rationally and reasonably based on the total alternate universe that we've allowed disinformation to create for them to live in. That's hard to argue with. It's really hard. It's the first order problem. I'm telling you that the first order problem is if we do not get a handle on the unregulated disinformation, there's no getting these people back.
Yeah. Well, that was my point. It'd be different if we lost on issues most people didn't agree with us on. We lost on complete lies, right? It would be different if we actually were for transgender surgery on kids without their parents' permission. Or we were for, I don't know, you name it, right? Like whatever other wall of lies that they ran on, right?
Correct. And your guest was saying, too, like, oh, you know, well, he has to be funny. We have to get funnier people in, because that 18 to 36-year-old demographic, they're really not paying attention. They're low information. Listen to me. Anybody that voted, the people that are true low information voters, they stayed home. People that got up and they voted, they have nothing but information. It's disinformation. But they believe that they are well-versed, well-steeped, well-educated on the facts because they've, quote, done their homework, done their research, and it is nothing but unregulated disinformation that they are filled with. So that is why it's hard to argue with them and say, like, oh, well, you know, they're just not paying attention. No, they're paying attention. They just have a completely different universe.
I
want
to just say it was males 18 to 29, not 18 to 36. Yeah. And that's a huge difference.
Right, yeah. So mainly, well, very big difference. Yeah, get your facts right.
All right, well.
Oh,
I'm
don't be a D.
Don't be
a D. Chris is being a bag of D's.
Well,
no, Joe, you make a lot of good points.
Everything he said was incorrect, but
well,
go ahead.
Okay.
But you make a good point. You make a good point, and I agree with everything that you said. But it was 18 to 29, which I think 29, the 29 to 36 range is way different in terms of type of media that they listen to, type of media I listen to, and the media I consume, and the media I see that demographic consuming. Yeah. So,
but Joe, like I said, I'm not interested in meeting people where they are. If they're in a really racist, misogynistic place, it's like, no, as Frangelo always says, let's stop recruiting at Klan rallies. You know, I think there's some segment that, you know, Joe is correct, is never coming with us, and they didn't vote on egg prices. Mm-hmm. 29 minutes after the hour, Jill Stovall coming up in studio.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It has been a tough cold and flu season. If you've been sick lately, hopefully you're feeling better. If you haven't, maybe buy a lottery ticket. Doctor visits and hospitalizations for the flu have hit a 15-year high. And now experts are worried we could have another rough cold and flu season next time. The Food and Drug Administration recently canceled its meeting with the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. Usually at these meetings, a committee of independent experts makes recommendations about which strains of the flu to target the following winter, so mass production of those vaccines can start before flu season begins. But the FDA canceled that meeting. According to the Department of Health Services, only about 33% of Wisconsinites have gotten their flu vaccine. That number's higher here in Dane County. 45% of people got the shot. And for the first time ever, Wisconsin has seen a dip in alcohol-related deaths. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Alcohol consumption remains a significant issue in Wisconsin, with the state health data showing that one in every five adults has engaged in binge drinking in the past month. The most recent data shows a drop in alcohol-related fatalities from 2022 to 2023, marking the first recorded decrease in years. Before this, alcohol-related deaths had increased annually since the DHS began tracking them in 2014. And since then, at least 27,000 people have died from alcohol-related causes in the state. The biggest year-over-year increase came between 2019 and 2020, when alcohol deaths rose nearly 18%.
There are two kinds of alcohol deaths, acute and chronic. The DHS says acute alcohol deaths, meaning ones that involve drunk driving crashes or alcohol poisoning, outnumber all opioid deaths across the state of Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s, even lower 70s. And be careful with fire. There will be elevated grassland fire danger today. Tonight, breezy into the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, low to mid 40s. We'll be back in the 60s, even close to 70 later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's. It's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
President is now, what is it, 45 days into his administration.
Something like that.
We're transitioning from Bidenomics and the just terrible economy that was delivered by the last administration.
Oh.
It takes a while to turn that ship around.
Okay, so no day one.
Doing that.
No
and
day
Congress
one.
Is working to codify all the executive orders that the president is doing.
No day one.
Oh, I see. We're transitioning from Bidenomics, according to Mike Johnson.
Yep.
Is that what this
yep.
is? This
yep.
is this.
Yep.
Biden, just as Brian Tyler Cohen says, Biden added an average of 336,000 jobs per month. Trump added only 151 in February and took the stock market into correction territory. But that's what, Brian also said U.S. added only 151,000 jobs in February, lower than the forecast 170,000 jobs, while the unemployment rate rose to 4.1%. Yet again, a Republican president is blowing the strong economy he inherited from a Democrat. But I see, we're just transitioning from Bidenomics, meaning Biden's fantastic economy, to this show. Right. So it'll take, what did Trump say? There might be a recession. It's a little, a little disturbance. There might be a little,
disturbance in the force.
Yeah, something. Okay.
I thought prices were supposed to go down on day one.
Yeah, remember that? Remember day one? Uh-huh. Remember very quickly, very, very, like no one's ever seen before. Okay. All right. So by the by, to Joe's call, and then you want to have time to respond. Trey said, blah, blah, blah. He was talking about podcasts. He said, I don't see any female podcast host putting up numbers like men do. Well, first of all, that's not true, right? Call me daddy. Right.
Call her daddy. In my second job, I work for that, channel creation on Sirius XM. Mm-hmm. The issue is, if you're only looking at political podcasts, unfortunately, it's mainly populated by men. Yeah.
Although our friends, Allison Gillen, yes. Mother, she wrote also.
Sure, absolutely.
Who's the one that's dating the Kelsey? Who's that?
Those aren't political, though.
Right, but she is. She's a demo. Yes, strong
but doesn't really.
Who am I talking about? Kelsey, the one. That's
I know
dating,
who you're talking about, but I don't. Know.
Or dating or married to the Kelsey.
To the other Kelsey.
But she was number one over
she's not,
Rogan.
She's not politics.
Yeah. So that needs to change, though. That does need to change. Like, women my age need to start pursuing that and taking it seriously.
Can Chris and I sell something self loving though? First of all, we keep saying we're not a podcast. But we're in a whole different universe. We have like 6 million listeners. We're a radio and TV show. So, when that's misleading to go just podcasters, because we have a huge audience. And it's not just us. A lot of the people that we platform also have really big audiences. Mm-hmm. So, again, just podcast means, they mean just like they get on the free podcast list.
Bella and I were speaking while you were upstairs. Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
And she said it also depends upon platform. Because not a lot of people her age, unfortunately, are listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Well, they are now because they know that I'm very immature and I do a lot of fart jokes.
What do people your age listen to? Podcasts and they watch TikTok and
TikTok,
stuff like that.
TikTok, streamers. It's very rare that someone might. The only reason I really listened to radio growing up was because of my parents and because I did college radio. So I was tuning into
You're an old
other
soul.
Programs. Yeah.
You're an old soul.
But I can't, unfortunately, a lot of people my age don't feel that way.
Right. I mean, our point is just how do we, to Joe's point, combat this disinformation. But I'm just, and I don't mean this, Chris, like self-congratulatory, but I'm just saying when people, podcasts, I mean, we have podcasts, but they're, what do we call it?
They're repurposed.
They're repurposed parts of this show. Right. But we produce 15 hours of new content, and we have millions of listeners. So
we kind of shoot our wad during the three hours.
Right. We're in a whole different universe than just podcasts. Yeah. Like, we do a full-time, three-hour-a-day live radio and television show. So, we have, Happy Hour and Out of the Gate podcasts, but those are repurposed from another,
Sure.
So anyway, but my point is there are a lot of progressives that are, Midas touch. I'm always, I'm talking about, there are people breaking through. Yeah. So anyway, my point is I want you to support all of them because we can combat this disinformation.
And tell your friends.
Yes.
And rate them highly on whatever platform that you're on.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, I wanted Joe to have a chance to talk and then we hit a hard break. So I wanted to have you to have a chance to respond.
As far as the funny thing, our guest, Joe, did have a point. Yes, this show is funny.
Right. But all of the shows are, I think, in our universe. Right? Bob Seska and, that's why we always say we're too politically incorrect for most liberals.
And unfortunately, liberals, they've been given that reputation of being a little bit angry, strident, not funny.
Some people are humorless, depending on regardless of
exactly.
I think our point is right wing comedy tends to solely be bullying and punching down, and that to me only other bullies think is funny, right? Yeah. So that's my point is that everyone in our universe is what I mean, like all of our guests, regular, semi regular, they're all funny.
Sure.
They're all,
yeah. Right. Right, but that's just our universe. There's a
right.
much bigger universe out there.
Right.
That I don't care to listen to because
NPR does not have enough fart jokes.
And something yeah. I want to say too is that Joe previously worked on the Obama campaign, yes. right? Correct.
Our guest Joe, not yes. the caller.
Not the caller. Our guest. And what a lot of people were misconstruing is, like, obviously we don't want to use hate and misogyny and racism to appeal to men between the ages of 18 and 29. Obviously that's not the point that any of us are trying to make. Right. Okay, we can get that out of the way.
Or that we have to go, oh, yeah, we need to beat up on trans people,
yes,
too.
Yes, obviously not.
No,
obviously not.
That wasn't what he was saying.
But the point he was making was that, like, and the point I got from him and what kind of made me fired up that day was, like, yeah, you know what we do? Dems do need to try to get the youth vote because I spoke with a lot of my friends who are in that demographic and who are all Democrats and they voted Democrat regardless. But the biggest thing they said is we don't feel seen. We don't feel heard. No kidding. Women around the ages of 18 to 29, they were already going to vote for Kamala regardless. Like I was going to vote for her no matter what, obviously.
Yeah.
So more of an effort does need to be made to reach the youth, though, because I voted for her because obviously I was going to do that.
Right.
But you know, I would like to feel like, what are you going to do?
Like you're voting something instead of
how are you
going to
help
against
my point to him was I think Kamala is every bit as funny and charismatic as Obama.
Absolutely.
You can't tell me that misogyny was not at least some part
of course.
And he agreed with you at the beginning, but then her consultants or whatever just kind of smoothed off those edges.
Somebody told Tim Walz to stop doing the weird thing, and I think that was really effective.
And I think that was also Joe's point. Yeah. We were great when we were calling them weird, when we were doing all that stuff, but all those rough edges got sanded off, and it just became
Well, I got more mail I haven't had time to get to. Amazing interview, Mama. Spoiler alert, Chris is wrong. Uh-huh. And then this one, listen to Bella. That's the main thing.
Yay!
That's the main.
Bella just made some great points.
Listen to Bella the main. I haven't even gotten through it yet, Bella, but I will read it. All right. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Hey there. I want to talk about something else, so I hope you can give me a little extra time.
Yes.
I just want to end with this. Depends on the young men you know, right, Bella? Mm-hmm. My grandson is in a fraternity where every single boy voted for Democrats. Mm-hmm. His roommate worked on the Angela Alsobrooks campaign. Mm-hmm. Chris, you tend to use too broad a brush, and not all old people like me and Peter are knee-jerk against Joe Jacobs.
Did I say all old people, Sue? No, I did not.
You did.
No, I did not. I did not use an absolute word like all.
I just want you to know I didn't appreciate that. Let's stick to the issues. The issue is whether Joe Jacobson was a good guest. Stephanie, you were brilliant. He was not. That's all there is to it. He is not worthy of a repeat because he didn't make a point.
Now you're painting with a broad brush.
He's won one lousy campaign. It's apples and oranges. Mm. But that's not why I called. Okay. So please forgive me. Let me move on. The issue for Trump, remember, is Trump is satisfying his absolutely insatiable needs for himself. Everything he's doing in the foreign, whether it's Ukraine or the Middle East, is he desperately wants a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
He has been competing against Obama since the day Obama tore him a new one back at the White House correspondence. And I went back and listened to it, and it's 5 minutes of brilliant hilarity. And you see him sitting there seething the entire time. And that's when Putin decided he was ready to become, installed in the White House. And if you look at what he's done, everything he's done is to say, I'm just as good as Obama. I'm even better. And the only thing he's missing is a Nobel Peace Prize. So one of his little flunkies every week in Congress, last week it was Daryl Issa, of crook, who said, I'm going to nominate him for a Nobel Peace Prize. He so is hungry for that Peace Prize.
Oh, they're pathetic. Someone every week is, let's put him on Mount Rushmore. Let's put him on the money. Let's blah, blah, blah. It's we've turned into North Korea. By the way, here's something we can all agree on. Can we charge Trump with terrorism for Can California sue him? Don't you think we should?
What did he do?
Christopher tweets, California water update. The Army Corps of Engineers knew the water would never reach L.A., but they followed Trump's orders and dumped it anyway. He wasted billions of gallons hurting farmers for a photo op to play the hero. Hope those farmers don't ask where their precious water went when they need it this summer. The clown they voted for just sabotaged them. I mean, how is that not an act of terrorism? The Army Corps knew they shouldn't do it, mm-hmm. and that the water wasn't going to reach LA, and they have to do it anyway. That's to me is following an illegal order, right? Is
they're doing it to save the smelt, Stephanie.
Shut up about that smelt. Oh. I'm a pescatarian. I can't hear anymore about the smelt.
Can you even eat smelt?
No.
I think they're too small to eat, aren't they?
No. Yes, I think so.
They're like anchovy size.
Brad in Minnesota, hello. I think some of the pizza I'm giving you has smelt on it.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. Never want to hear smelt again.
Brad in Minnesota. Hi, Brad.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
Say, I've got a question, and it has to do with Democratic leadership. Every time I watch various progressive television shows, listen to radio shows like yours, I hear people talking about, well, where is the Democrat that's going to step up and take the lead? I know we have a lot of governors that are excellent, but I certainly understand that they need to protect their states from the scumbag doing anything federally to hurt their states. I understand, well, I think that Chuck Schumer is a little bit wimpy, and Hakeem Jeffries tends to worry too much about decorum.
Yeah,
the one person
I agree. Chuck Schumer's a good man, and he's a good senator. But yeah, I think it's messaging we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to name call that he's wimpy. It's just
I think it's
the way he comes across.
The person
across
that I'm wondering about, as far as when are they going to step up, or if they're going to step up, is Kamala Harris.
She did step
up.
She stepped. Okay. As Frangela would say, she does not need to do all.
Right.
She does not owe y'all.
She deserves a little bit of a break after
absolutely.
After that. And she's getting ready to run for governor of California.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just after. Okay. I don't even get me started. Kamala Harris needs to. Okay. All right. Needs to fill in the blank. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path. You know what's in there?
What?
Right, my hydrate package.
Oh!
It's a little, there's tangerine and mixed berry flavor. It's delicious.
Ooh.
And you get all those electrolytes and all that stuff in there. And my God, it was in my bike bottle on Saturday. And Native Path collagen is in my coffee every morning. The collagen PM with chamomile is in my evening tea.
Yeah.
Collagen, it's all the rage, Chris.
Is it?
Yes.
It is.
Yes. Type 1 and 3 collagen fibers are in there. Those are the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. It is flavorless. It goes in whatever you want, coffee, tea, soup, oatmeal, you name it. It's bioavailable, meaning it is absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly with no clumping. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Well, you know that feeling when you slip into bed and everything just feels right? Ah, that's Cozy Earth. Their bamboo sheet set is next level soft, like buttery, melt into your mattress soft. And the best part, these sheets are temperature regulating so you stay cool, comfortable, and wrapped in 5-star luxury all night long. And when you step out of the shower, Cozy Earth's Luxe Bath Sheets are waiting. Huge, ultra absorbent, softer than anything you've ever dried off with. Trust me, once you try them, there's no going back. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary, a place where you can unwind, recharge, and indulge in everyday luxury. And they make it risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So why wait? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off the softest sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. That's CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey. Tell them you heard about Cozy Earth right here. So why wait? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. Sanctuary awaits at Cozy Earth, CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. Don't forget that code is STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. credomobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, Chris LaVoy.
We have a correction to make.
Yes.
Apparently you can eat smelt. There are some wonderful recipes you can find online.
We stand corrected. You can't eat smelt. Thank God.
We fact check here.
Yes. All right.
Yes, the Stephanie Miller Show regrets the error.
Yes, we do. All right, Jill Sobule is drinking tea and warming up her voice in the green room.
Hey!
Yeah. Okay. Pardon me. What?
I heard it go.
That's right. She's doing vocal exercises. Yeah. Dennis says the growth rate of the U.S. economy was 3.9% in Biden's final year. The growth rate now is -2.5 in 6 weeks after 41 rounds of golf. I think after the State of the Union, Chris, we need to do the actual State of the Union, which is we are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All just, right. You know, speaking of corrections that sure. need to be made. Lincoln Project says Trump is in full retreat today as his poll numbers slip. He can convene the cabinet to limit Elon after voters pressured Congress. He delayed the tariffs because the market dropped out and created fears of a recession. He's losing in court because Doge doesn't follow the law. Keep fighting. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lincoln Project. By the way, I love this one. Paul said Russia is not a superpower. It's a pest. a weak country with a small economy, a smaller than Italy, slightly larger than Australia, that mounted a failed invasion of its neighbor 3 years ago. That's the reality of America's new ally. Thank you. We're literally on Russia's side now in this invasion. And Chris Titus. It's crazy.
I love him.
I do, too. It's crazy how bad he has hit up in only 47 days. You let an arsonist run the fire department, a pedo run the preschool. Hannibal Lecter is head of surgery. The Menendez brothers planning mom's Mother's Day dinner. You Trump voters are the most gullible dip. You have the critical thinking of a lemming on tequila. This is all on you. Full stop. That's funny. Can we get him? I like
him. Well, we've met him before. Remember when we were
when
we broadcast from the Disney Channel building?
Yes.
He was in the studio right next door to us. So he knows we exist.
All right. Hi, Chris. You're a delight. Come
Disney
on the
Disney Channel. Yay!
Just, you know what? All scrolling is doom scrolling. MSNBC reporting the U.S. will be cut off from intelligence sharing by major allies. Holy...
Stephanie Miller.
Pardon me.
Holy Stephanie Miller?
Yes, holy Stephanie Miller. No, why is that button right next to my button?
Well, you also cover your box up with those papers.
That's
and so
true.
You have no idea
what
you're...
So it's just
you're...
I'm kind of flying blind anyway.
Exactly.
Kind of like the FAA.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like SpaceX. I just kind of like, oops, what does that do?
Might as well call you Sean Duffy.
All right. Laura says, you know who's really quiet? Federal employees who voted for Trump. My husband knows who... voted for Trump in his VA department because they would pester him. He said they are so quiet right now. So quiet. So very quiet. JC, one last one says, so when Grandpa Frank can no longer get his oxygen tank, Aunt Jane loses her job, Dad's 401k takes a nosedive, little Tara gets measles, Mom's best friend at work, Sylvia, is deported, and the family vacation is canceled because of national park closures, and a hurricane rips through her town with no advance warning. Will the family still support MAGA? I'm afraid we know the answer. Yes, some of those people, I think, are lost to us, I must say. Yeah. Harry Enten, the data reporter on CNN. Yeah. The American people at this particular point are going, what is happening here? They're seeing Trump and they're associating him with the word chaos. His numbers, again, are historically low. So do not feel like, overpowered here. Mike says, please pray for farmers who gleefully upgraded equipment to claim Biden clean air subsidies while using their roadway frontage to put up giant Trump signs. They are screwed today. Andrew Weinstein said, let's be clear, Trump isn't just abandoning Ukraine by suspending military support, refusing to share intelligence. He's actively and intentionally supporting Russia. I mean, I never thought I was going to be this blatant, but it is okay. Ron Filipowski, one day he's telling us the tariffs are amazing because they'll bring lots of new jobs to the U.S. and raise so much money, we won't have to pay income tax. Who believed that? Anybody? Bueller? But then the next day he's telling us we aren't doing them because people were nice to him on the phone. I mean, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, see? That's America right now. Fine. Growly. We are growly. Borowitz reports that you have to hand it to the U.K. They got rid of Liz Truss as prime minister for wrecking the economy in less than 2 months. Trump has done the exact thing, and yet he's still here like herpes. Thank you. Why can't we be like U.K.? Why can't we be like South Korea? Just like, nope.
Computer says no.
Not having it. Attorney Ryan says Musk could tell MAGA voters that Biden spent $1 billion on gay marriage ceremonies for penguins, and they would believe it without hesitation. That's the problem. Back to our disinformation problem.
Yeah.
They just believe whatever ridiculous he says. Okay. And Joe Walsh, our friend, says, think about it. It's taken him only 7 weeks to up our economy and turn us into an enemy of the free world. Pretty impressive. It is true. I will give it. Let's give him points for speed.
Yay.
No. It's not. It's not a good thing.
No.
Singer-songwriter, general awesomeness, Jill Sobule next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, we're going to hear all about the Apollo Showcase in Milwaukee. Also, are you considering keeping bees? We'll kick that around. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Just in, a source close to Ukrainian President Zelensky says that Ukraine will propose a partial ceasefire in talks with the U.S. tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. Off the coast of East England, at least 32 people were brought ashore, all of them on board either an oil tanker or a cargo ship that ran into each other. ABC's Marcus Moore at the Foreign Desk.
The U.S.-flagged oil tanker and a Portuguese container ship collided. And we've seen some images that show what appears to be two vessels on fire and thick black smoke billowing into the air.
The market still volatile today as traders weigh the effect of Trump tariffs will have. The Dow is down 358 points this hour. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case from Colorado on whether state governments can enforce laws banning conversion therapy for LGBTQ children. Colorado, one of roughly half the states that ban the practice of trying to change a person's sexual orientation through counseling. This is ABC News.